It is great to be here with you this weekend.
非常高兴这个周末可以来到当中。
This way. We had a wonderful time last night.
昨天晚上我们在这里欢度了很快乐的时间。
Thank you so much for inviting us to share in your celebration of the new year.
那非常谢谢大家邀请我们来一起庆祝中国新年。
I shared this morning in the Sunday School Hour.
那在今天早上主日学，我也有一些分享。
About our work with the local church.
那我们分享在我们在波斯尼亚当地跟当地教会的一些事工。
Our church doesn't have a pastor.
那我们在当地的教会并没有牧师。
And so there are four of us who would take turns in terms of leadership and preaching.
那所以在当地我们有四位头工，四位同工，我们轮流来就是带领导并且教导。
I was privileged to preach once a month in our church.
那我有这样荣幸，在当地的教会每个月可以来布道来布道一次。
And one of my favorite books to preach from was the Book of Acts.
那我最喜欢来就是讲道的一本书是使徒行传。
To read the stories of the early church.
那我们就可以读到我们在早期教会所发生的故事。
And how God moved those people and expanded His kingdom.
那我们就可以看到神如何使用他的子民，然后来建造他的国度。
It's an exciting book as you read the stories.
那这其实是一个很振奋人心的一本书。
There's adventure.
这当中有一些冒险探险。
There's some drama.
有一些很戏剧化的事情。
But there's something more. There's purpose.
但这当中其实有更多的是有所谓的目标或标杆。
Purpose is something that we need as believers.
那标杆是我们身为信徒我们必须要有的。
Sometimes you might struggle with what's my purpose in life.
有的时候我们可能会有些挣扎，因为我们不知道我们生活的目标是什么。
And even churches sometimes struggle with what's my purpose as our purpose as a church.
那有时候不只是个人，有时候教会也会有些挣扎。我们教会的目标、目的是什么
？I believe that God has a strong desire.
那我相信神他有这样一个强烈的一个渴望。
For every church to advance His kingdom.
他上帝有这样的一个渴望，希望每一个教会都可以一起来建造他的国度。
There's a verse here at the beginning of Acts.
那这边有在使徒行传一开始有这样一段经文
，and it's become a key verse for the Christian Missionary Alliance.
那它这个经文也是我们宣道会的一个很重要的一个指标。
It's kind of established the purpose and vision for our denomination.
那这个经文定义了或建造了我们的目标以及意向。
We're convinced that it's only by the Holy Spirit's power.
我们相信唯有依靠圣灵的大能
，that we can fully express Jesus' love.
我们才可以完全的来表达耶稣的爱。
His compassion and mercy for all people.
我们也可以借此，唯有依靠圣灵的大能，我们可以表达神的怜悯，然后特别是对有需要的人。
Both people near to us and people around the world.
对着就是在我们周遭或者是离我们很远的人。
So the verse comes from chapter 1, verse 8.
那这节经文在使徒行传一章八节。
Jesus is speaking to his disciples.
那耶稣在对他的门徒说话。
And he says, "You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you."
他说，但圣灵降在你们身上，你们就必得着能力。
And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth.
并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证。
These were Jesus' final words that he spoke to his disciples.
那这是耶稣在升天之前，他对门徒说最后所说的话。
Before he ascended up to heaven.
在他升天之前。
In these few words, he took time to lay out a plan for them.
那在就是他说这些话的时候，他花这些时间说这些话。
It's a simple and yet significant strategy.
他给了这些话，就是给了一个很简单但却是又很深奥的一个策略。
And it wasn't a plan just for them, but for all believers to follow.
那这个计划并不是只给当时的门徒，而是给所有跟随他的人。
He just says, "Be my witnesses."
他说：“你们要为我做见证。”
In other words, tell my story.
做我的见证也可以说是就是来告诉大家我的故事。
Tell what you know about me.
告诉大家你们知道我什么。
Tell what you've experienced with me.
告诉大家你们和我的相处的经历。
He didn't ask them to be lawyers.
耶稣并没有要他们变成律师。
He didn't say you have to argue the truth of the gospel.
他并没有说你们要去与人争论圣经或是福音的真理。
He didn't ask them to be judges.
他并没有要求门徒变成法官。
They didn't have to sit in judgment and condemnation of people.
你们并不用像法官一样坐在那里来为把人定罪。
They were simply called to be witnesses.
他们是被呼召，我们是被呼召来做见证。
To share about what they had seen and heard.
来分享我们所看到、所听到的。
What I like about this plan is it's not complicated.
我很喜欢这个计划，因为这个计划一点都不复杂。
Just tell people about me.
只要告诉人关于耶稣的事情。
He'll do the rest.
那他会做剩下的。
And he says to do that to people in Jerusalem.
那把这件事情向耶路撒冷的人来做见证。
In Judea.
犹太全地。
Samaria.
撒玛利亚。
And to the ends of the earth.
还有直到地极。
That verse becomes a central theme for the whole rest of this book of Acts.
那 这一个经文就变成就是《使徒行传》它的最重要的一个核心。
And you can read how it begins to take place.
那你也看，就是他们是就是开始就是照这样的命令去做。
How the Holy Spirit spreads the truth of the gospel in those regions.
然后他们就借由圣灵把福音的真理带出去。
But it wasn't just given to them.
那这个并不是只给交托给当时的门徒。
But it was a command given to all believers.
那这个是给所有跟随耶稣的人。
For all time.
而且不只是在当时，是所有的时候，就是包括现在。
So it extends to us as well today.
所以就也今天也是临在我们身上。
And it's also important to see that it's not a list of importance.
那大家也要知道，这个并不是一个重要性照重要性的先后次序来排列的。
He didn't say Jerusalem is the most important.
他并没有说耶路撒冷是最重要的。
And then go here and then there.
然后才去其他的地方。
It's also not a list of order.
这也不是一个就是先后的顺序。
He didn't say you have to start here.
他并没有说你必须从这里开始。
If you understand it in the original language it was given.
那照原文希腊文来看
It's really a simultaneous command to all places.
那这个命令是同时性的，是同时，而且是可以应用在所有地方的。
So in the same way, we need to be open to all places that God sends us.
所以对我们来说，我们不只是要看到就是在我们周遭而已。
With our family and friends, the closest people to us.
不只是就看到我们的周遭，我们的家人，很靠近我们的朋友们。
But also to reach out to all the peoples around the world.
我们也要就是能够去到就是全世界所有的人那边。
We should be sharing the gospel wherever we are, wherever we go.
我们应该不管我们在哪里，或者我们去哪里，我们都要能分享福音。
Jesus met unbelievers wherever they were.
那耶稣是去到就是不还没有认识他的人的地方。
One scholar counted all the different encounters that Jesus had with people.
那有一个学者，他就是统计了一下圣经里面提到耶稣在哪里去见那些不信、还没有信他的人。
The times he met with people aside from his close followers.
那就是他所统计的是除了他跟他的门徒相处的时间以外。
And according to his count, he counted 132 times that Jesus interacted with a non-believer.
那 他总共从福音书里面统计的，总共有132次耶稣与还没有认识他的人相处的这个机会。
Six of those happened in the temple.
只有六次是发生在圣殿里面。
Four happened in synagogues.
那有四次是发生在犹太人的会堂里。
122 were out in daily life.
那剩下的122次是在日常生活当中。
So we also have to be out in our daily life.
所以我们也是，我们也要在我们的日常生活当中，我们能够来见证。
Interacting with people and sharing about Jesus.
我们要能来与人相处，而且我们要能分享耶稣。
We can't expect people to just come into the doors of the church.
我们不能期待人会主动来到教会里面。
It's very true for us in Sarajevo and Bosnia.
那这件事情是特别是真实，在波斯尼亚里面是特别真实的。
In that city, it's predominantly Muslim people.
在那边大部分人都是穆斯林。
They're not going to walk into a church.
他们不会进入，主动走进教会。
That's too big of a step for them to take.
那对他们来说是一个很大的鸿沟，他们无法跨越。
It's frightful for them even.
对他们来说，这是他们是有这样的骄傲，他们不可能走进一个教会。
So our role is to reach out to them in their culture and their life.
所以他们在那边的施工，当地的施工，他们必须要走到他们的生活当中去亲近人。
Now Jesus breaks up people into different groups.
那耶稣在这里也把人分成不同的群组。
First, he says Jerusalem.
他首先提到在耶路撒冷。
So who are those people?
那在耶路撒冷都是哪些人呢？
Those are the people that are closest to you.
那些就对我们来说，就像是我们最周遭最亲近的人。
That have the same culture.
那跟我们有同样的文化。
Same life experiences.
有接近的或是同样的生活的经历。
Their family and friends nearby.
通常就是我们周遭的家人及朋友们。
Then he says Judea.
那犹太全地呢？
Now those people were similar. They were still in the same region of Israel.
那些人也是跟我们相近的，也是在我们周遭的人。
You're just reaching out a little further geographically.
那可能在地理环境上，可能离我们的就是范围更大。
Then he went to Samaria.
那撒玛利亚呢？
Now those people were different.
那些人就跟当时犹太人比较不一样。
They were still part of Israel.
他们仍然是以色列的一部分。
But when Israel had been taken into exile in Babylon,
那当以色列人被巴比伦掳掠的时候，
that land had been populated by people who were forced to move in there.
在撒玛利亚当地是有被其他国家或地方迁居过去的人。
So Samaria became mixed with peoples from all different places.
所以撒玛利亚人就是当时以色列人跟其他的国家的人通婚
，many different customs，
然后也接受了其他不同的习惯风俗
，and different religions，
还有不同的信仰
，and so they were looked down upon by those who were still pure Jewish people。
所以他们被当时所谓血统纯正的人来的以色列人来轻视。
That's why in Jesus' times there was some discrimination against Samaritans。
所以在耶稣那个时代，其实在当时的风俗是以色列人是很歧视撒玛利亚人的。
But Jesus says, "Go reach out to these people."
但耶稣说，我们要去到他们中间，我们要得着他们。
Just as he did with that woman at the well.
就像他当时在一个井边对一个妇人说话。
So these are people who are geographically nearby.
那对我们来说，这些人就是离我们不远的人。
Samaria was no further away than Judea.
撒玛利亚其实跟犹大其实是在地理位置上是相近的
，But they're different culturally.
但是他们有不同的文化
，They may have a different religious background.
他们有不同的信仰背景
，Even a different language.
他们还有不同的语言
，And then we have the ends of the earth.
然后接着我们还有看到要到地极
，And that's pretty obviously the rest of the people around the world.
那很显然，这个就是所有在世界上的人
，And a very different way of life or language.
那可能会有非常不同的文化或者是语言。
So how do we apply this command of Jesus to our lives?
那我们如何要把这个耶稣的这样的大使命能够应用在我们生活当中
？What does that mean for us to respond to these different people?
那对我们来说，我们要如何来对这些不同群族的人来回应呢
？So first, how do we witness those people who are in our Jerusalem and Judea?
那对我们来说，我们要如何向我们周遭所谓的就像在耶路撒冷或者是犹太全地的人来回应。
I think first it just involves identifying yourself as a believer.
那首先我们就必须要先就是来愿意来让人知道我们是基督徒。
And interacting with people in your culture.
然后我们要愿意跟我们有同样文化背景的人来分享。
Sometimes this becomes difficult for us who are in a church.
有时候对于我们在教会来说，这反而很困难。
I know when I was pastoring at a church, the Maple Ridge Community Church here in West Lafayette.
那他当年曾经是在这边Maple Ridge 是也是一个宣道会的牧师。
It became so easy to be concerned for the people who were in the church.
我们很容易就只关心或者是想到在教会里面的人。
Being involved in the different ministries.
然后我们可能可以参与一些不同的服事
you know, the youth group, involved in counseling, involved in all the different activities of the church.
我们可以在教会里面参与各样的服事以及活动，包括像是儿童主日学，像是一些辅导。
It was so easy for that to consume all my time.
那对那些就是在教会内部的事情，就很容易就已经用了他所有的时间。
So I had to challenge myself. I need relationships outside the church.
那他就对自己有个挑战，他就决定他要就是在教会外面，他也要建立关系。
I need to be out there and be interacting and be a witness for him.
那他必须要走出教会，能够对教会外的人也能够来做见证。
It's not so hard in Bosnia where over 99% of the people don't know Christ.
那在波斯尼亚这并不是很困难，因为超过99%的人都不认识耶稣。
But even now coming back for this year, I still have to challenge myself to reach out beyond the church.
那即便他现在暂时回到美国，他也是挑战他自己，必须要能够走出教会的这个舒适圈。
Now that doesn't mean I have to go stand on a street corner and declare Jesus.
那这不代表我们必须要就直接站在大街上，然后来传扬基督。
Some people do that, and that can be good.
那当然，有些人这样做，那也有可能会有些好的果效。
But Jesus asks us just to be a witness.
但是这里耶稣告诉我们，我们要为他做见证。
And I think that means to share life naturally.
那这对他来说，对我们来说，就是我们要能够很自然的分享我们的生命。
Be willing to share how what your relationship with Jesus means.
我们可以分享，就是耶稣跟我们的关系到底为何，这有什么意义
？How you see him day to day.
那我们如何每天来跟耶稣来交流交通
？And then you can share that with others.
那我们可以借此来分享给其他的人。
You can, as you read the Bible, you can invite others to read the Bible with you.
当你读经的时候，你可以邀请周遭的人跟你一起读经。
They may be curious about it.
他们可能会很好奇，这是在做什么。
As I'm going to the Y and exercising, I can build relationship with other people who are exercising.
那当我去锻炼的时候，我也可以跟其他一起锻炼的人能够有些交流。
And then maybe during a break, share how God blessed me that day.
那可能在锻炼的过程、休息的过程，可以分享神如何来祝福我的每一天。
Or ways I see him working.
或者是在就是看别人工作的时候。
It can involve inviting people into your home and family activities.
我们也可以邀请人来到我们家中，或参与我们家庭的一些活动。
Or inviting people to church activities.
我们也可以邀请人来到我们教会的活动当中。
Last night was a beautiful expression of that.
昨天晚上就是一个很好的例子。
How you reached out to others and invited so many in the Chinese community to celebrate New Year's with you.
昨天晚上我们就邀请了很多人一起来到我们当中来庆祝这个中国的新年。
So it just involves having a little intention in seeking out opportunities for relationship.
所以这就是主要就是让我们能够刻意的能够找到一些场合，我们可以来邀请人，然后我们来分享福音。
We can't wait for people to come into us.
我们不能只是守株待兔。
I think rare is the day when people who are interested will just go walk into a church.
大家可以想想，有多少人就是还不认识耶稣的人会在想，我今天去教会看一下。
More often they need to be invited.
很多时候他们都需要被邀请。
And have a relationship with someone that they trust.
而且他们必须就是建立就是跟他们所信任的人建立关系。
I want to share a couple people that in Bosnia that are significant to us.
我想要介绍有两个有几个人就是在我们的波斯尼亚的事工当中有很重要的关系的人。
I shared about them Friday night for the youth and college.
那我在周五晚上已经有跟我们的青少年还有有英文的大学团队有介绍。
But Victoria and Nathan are really significant to us.
那这个 Victoria 跟 Nathan 是对我们的事工当中很重要的两个人。
Victoria worked with us in our community center.
那这位叫 Victoria 的女生是在我们的这个活动中心工作。
Kind of our receptionist and administrative assistant.
那是我们的是欢迎跟有点类似文书的这个工作。
She knows that we're missionaries there and there to tell people about Jesus.
那他也知道我们在那边是做宣教士，是要分享福音。
Though she doesn't believe herself.
但他自己本身并还没有相信。
She and her brother are from Serbian Orthodox background.
那他跟他的兄弟 Nathan 是从东正教的背景来的。
But not really practicing.
但是他们并没有真正的来就是 活出东正。
She really sees that all religions are good.
对他们来说，所有的信仰都是好的。
She believes that they're all pathways to God.
她相信所有的宗教都是可以连到神那边的。
That we should just love each other.
那我们最重要就是彼此相爱就好了。
But doesn't see the significance in Jesus alone.
但她并没有看到耶稣的重要性。
But we developed a great relationship together.
但是我们建立了很好的友好的关系。
I would exercise with Nathan regularly.
那我会跟Nathan来一起锻炼。
We would get together frequently.
那我们也会常常聚在一起。
Just to go walking and talking along the little parkway.
有时候就只是在公园里面一起散步聊天。
We celebrate holidays together.
我们会一起庆祝一些假日。
Other birthdays and other family events.
或是庆祝一些家庭的一些活动，像是生日。
Their mom taught my older daughter how to bake and make Bosnian food.
那他们的妈妈会做就是很多波斯尼亚的食物。
They really have become over the years family to us.
那他们基本上就像我们在那边的家人。
And so we've shared our lives with them.
我们也与他们分享我们的生命，我们的生活。
And our faith in Christ.
还有我们的基督信仰。
The whole family has heard the gospel many times.
他们全家已经听过福音不下多次了。
Nathan and Victoria have come to church with us.
Nathan 还有 Victoria 就是要我们提到这两位，他们也跟我们一起到教会聚会。
But they've not made that decision for Christ yet.
但是他们还没有做这样的决定来跟随基督。
But we keep praying for them that God will use this relationship we've developed.
但是我们就不断地为他们祷告，希望能够透过我们与他们建立的关系，能够帮助他们。
That they'll come to faith and be family with us for eternity.
然后希望他们能够凭信心跨出这一步，成为门徒，然后我们可以成为终身的，就是永生的家人。
I just want to encourage you that we've shared our life with them both with our actions.
所以我在这边鼓励大家，我们分享福音的时候，我们要除了我们的行动以外，
and our love for them,
还有我们的爱，对他们的爱，
but also with the truth of His word,
我们也要透过分享，就是真理，圣经的话语。
Both are necessary. It's necessary to declare God's word.
所以分享神的真理也是很必要的。
I've shared many Bible verses with Nathan to encourage him.
我跟 Nathan 分享了很多圣经的经文来鼓励他。
And I'm trusting God's word to not come back void. That God uses His word.
我们相信就是神会用他的话语。
He'll use it in their lives. So we need to share His word as well.
所以神会用他的话语在我们的生命当中，所以我们必须要分享他的话语。
I'd also encourage you to take opportunities to pray for people.
我要鼓励大家用祷告来纪念这些人。
In the context of this relationship.
然后也包括就是为就是建立关系与他们的关系。
We've prayed often for their concerns.
我们经常的为他们所担心的事情来祷告。
And many people that we've met in Bosnia.
那我们在波斯尼亚那边遇到很多人。
They don't have to believe in Jesus.
他们都不相信基督。
Many Muslim people.
很多是穆斯林的信仰。
As they share their concerns with us.
但他们会跟我们分享他们的一些担心。
We say, "Can we pray for you?"
那我们就会说，我们来为你们祷告。
And we offer to pray right then.
我们很多时候在当下就为他们祷告。
We will certainly keep praying at our homes.
我们之后也会继续为他们祷告。
But we pray for them with them so they can see and hear what prayer is.
但是我们当下我们会跟他们一起祷告，让他们知道，让他们看到何谓祷告。
And then we follow up with them.
接着我们会继续来关，后续我们会继续关心他们。
And keep praying until we see that prayer answered.
然后我们会继续祷告，直到我们的祷告得到回应。
I believe that God really loves to show Himself through answered prayer.
我相信神很愿意透过祷告来向人显现。
And so we see how God answers prayers.
我们也 多次看到神如何来回应这些祷告。
And then we can testify with them, look how God answered your prayer.
我们也可以透过这样来向他们做见证，你们看神如何来回应你们的祷告，我们的祷告。
There's a verse in Colossians chapter 4.
那在哥罗西书四章有这样的经文。
Verses 5 and 6.
第五到六节，哥罗西书四章五到六节。
It says, be wise in the way you act toward outsiders. Make the most of every opportunity. Let your conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone.
这边提到，你们要爱惜光阴，用智慧与外人交往。你们的言语要常常带着和气，好像用盐调和，就可知道该怎样回答个人。
That verse and similar verses that Paul writes.
那保罗写的很多，写的那节经文也有很多类似的经文。
Is a great challenge to me.
那对我们来说是一个很大的挑战。
Because I think, how seldom do I make the most of every opportunity?
因为我想到我很多时候我并没有好好珍惜光阴或者珍惜机会。
It really requires a shift in my priorities.
要能够做到就是珍惜光阴、珍惜机会，我们必须要能够调整我们自己的优先的顺序。
Because usually I have something in mind.
因为很多时候我们在心里已经有一些所想的事情了。
I have a task I have to get done.
我有一些任务我必须要完成。
I have my agenda for the day.
我每天有我每天的作息。
I'm not always looking, God, where are you at work?
有时候我们并不是真的在看神要怎么工作。
What are the opportunities you have for me to this day?
有时候我们并没有在看神给了，但就是给了我们什么样的机会。
And so I often miss those.
很多时候我们就错失了这样的机会。
One example is with a woman that we know very well in Bosnia.
那我也有这样一个错失机会的一个例子在，在波斯尼亚的宣教当中。
Again, I shared about her Friday night.
她就是与她在周五晚她在周五晚上已经有分享过了。
I'll call her Mariana.
那 这位女士她叫 Mariana.
She was our language teacher for our first 2 years that we were there.
那她是就是塔利加在波斯尼亚那边的教他们语言的老师。
We developed a very close relationship with her.
那他们去那边前两年她是他们的老师，他们建立的非常亲密的关系。
Through the course of that relationship, she came to the place of saying that she was a follower of Jesus.
那在这样子与他相处的过程，他们有机会听到他承认他是认识耶稣的。
But she never stepped out or walked out that profession of faith.
但他从来没有就是踏出那一步去做一个决定。
She's from Muslim background and her husband's a strict Muslim.
那他的背景，他的信仰背景是穆斯林。那他的丈夫是一个非常敬虔或者非常严格的穆斯林。
So she's not made a public confession for Christ.
所以她从来没有在公开的场合来做这样子的决定。
We've continued in relationship with her the following 6 years.
她从来没有在公开场合做这样的宣告。那他们接下来也继续维持了六年的友谊。
Though not very often, only seldom.
但是他们并没有太多机会分享。
Yet this past year, we came alongside of her because her father passed away.
那在过去这一年，其实他们有机会来来交流，因为这位 Mariana 女士她的爸爸过世。
After a long battle with cancer，
那她是在与癌症来缠斗，然后过世。
He passed, and we visited to express our concern, our love for her.
那他们就去探望他们的家人，并且跟他们一起同哀伤。
While we were sitting together in her mother's home。
那当他们坐在他妈妈的家里的时候
，I felt the Holy Spirit's prompting to pray for her.
那他感到圣灵在催逼他要来为他们祷告。
And for whatever reason, I didn't do it right away.
那不知道为何他当下就没有这样做。
I know I felt uncomfortable, or I just didn't do it.
他可能当时的气氛让他觉得不是很容易，所以他当时就没有这样做。
And then a couple minutes later, some other people came into the home.
几分钟之后，有其他的人去他们家探访。
They had a small living room, so we were kind of ushered out.
那因为那是一个比较小的一个客厅，所以他们最后就离开了。
As many people were coming through the day to express their sympathy.
因为很多人当时过去，所以他们就被带离了。
And that opportunity passed.
所以这样的机会就错失了。
I missed that opportunity that God had set before me.
他错失一个神为他创造的一个机会
，to pray for her for her mother。
他错失这样的机会，可以为他以及他的妈妈来祷告。
That they would feel his God's love, Jesus' love for them directly。
那这样的机会就是他们如果在祷告中他们也许可以有机会来经历神，可是他们错失了这样的机会。
I still trust that God will use things in her life.
他相信神仍然会持续在他的生在他们的生命当中有作为。
But that was one piece. He asked me to step out in and I didn't do it.
可是在当下那是神就是给他的一个机会让他可以站出来为他们祷告。
God also asked us to be a witness to our Samaria.
那神也要我们就是在撒玛利亚来做见证。
Now, you, many of you are in a unique place.
我们其实已经是在一个跟我们文化不太一样的地方。
Because you are of a culture and background different from most of the people in the area.
因为我们来自的这个原来的文化跟习俗跟我们现在所生活的地方原本就不太一样。
So you are already a separate culture from the predominant culture.
所以我们原本就在这边是次文化。
But that gives you an opportunity to reach out to others like you in the area.
但是这也给了我们一个很好的机会，让我们可以去接触到跟我们来自相同背景的人。
But I also want to encourage you to reach out to other of the non-dominant culture.
但是也鼓励我他也提就是我也鼓励你们我们可以去接触一些跟我们一样就是同样来自就是非就是不是美国文化的群组。
Because I think you have a unique perspective to understand the challenges they face.
Yeah, 也因为我们是这个留学或者在异乡的背景可以帮助我们去更多了解有同样经验的人。
So you can help other internationals who come here to study at Purdue.
所以我们可以帮助同样是从别的国家来到美国留学的人
or to work in the area,
或者是来这边工作的人
and help them through some of the difficult transitions in dealing with American culture.
我们可以帮助这些人能够更好的适应这里的生活还有如何与美国人来相处。
So I invite you to take those opportunities to build those connections with
所以我鼓励大家能够把握这些机会能够跟我们周遭的有同样经历的人建立关系。
And these cross-cultural connections right here in Greater Lafayette.
特别是我们所拥有的这个跨文化的这个经历我们可以很好的来使用。
One relationship I had the last 2 years in Bosnia.
那在过去两年我们在波斯尼亚有一段很特殊的经历。
Was a big step for me culturally.
那对我们来说就是我们能够就是跨出一大步在这个不同的文化当中。
Obviously all steps there are cross-cultural.
其实在那边所有的就是同工都是就是必须要跨文化的来服侍。
But this woman I'll name Sandy.
那但是他们认识的一个女士叫 Sandy.
She was a client in our center to learn English.
那她原本是在他们的这个中心是来学英文的一个客人。
And we would meet just one-on-one for conversational English.
那他们会有单一对一的交谈来学英文，来教英文。
For 1 hour or 2 hours every week.
那每周会有一到两小时的时间。
Now she is from a strict Muslim background.
那她也是从一个非常保守的一个穆斯林的背景而来。
Most people there in Sarajevo aren't.
那在当地并不是所有人都是那样。
They're Muslim, but they don't really practice.
他们有很多是穆斯林的宗教，但是并没有完全的来实行。
But she would come with a full head covering.
那但是这位 Sandy 这位女士，她来的时候，她会把她的头或全身包起来。
She's actually the editor of an Islamic educational journal.
那她其实是伊斯兰教的一个杂志的一个主编。
So she had lots of connection with Muslim imams and other religious leaders.
那所以他跟很多伊斯兰的教师或者是领袖有很多关联。
So I thought this is going to be a big stretch for me to connect with her.
那对他来说就是一个很不容易的一个要维持这样的 relationship 的关系。
I wasn't even sure as a woman that she would want to connect and converse with an American man.
那她甚至不确定，她身为伊斯兰的相信伊斯兰信仰的一个女士，她愿意跟一个基督教背景的男生有交通。
But she did.
但是她愿意。
And we developed a great time and relationship through our conversation.
那他们也在他们的谈话当中有建立友谊的关系。
We would talk about social issues.
他们会讨论社会的制度的一些问题。
Challenges facing their culture.
还有对于他们的文化上所遇到的一些挑战。
National issues such as same-sex marriage.
然后还有一些国际的一些议题，包括同性婚姻。
Other challenges that were unique to their culture.
还有他们文化当中所特有的一些挑战。
And though we don't bring the Bible into our lessons,
虽然他们的这个英语教导的这个课程并没有，他并没有把用圣经来做教材。
We end up talking about Jesus.
但他们还是有机会可以讨论到耶稣。
How he's represented in the Quran versus in the Bible.The differences between the Jesus of the Quran and the Jesus of the Bible.
哦，所以就可以啊讨论到就是耶稣所象征的这个王冠跟圣经里面的这个不同。
Now he directs me as a Christian or her as an Islam Muslim.
那现在他们就是他们的关系就是她是基督徒，然后这位女士是伊斯兰。
And she's very opinionated.
那她其实是非常有主见的人。
And so she really opened up about her critiques of Islam.
所以他也愿意来跟他的来分享他对伊斯兰教的一些批评
，and the questions and doubts that she has，
或者他有的一些疑问或者是一些怀疑。
She doesn't feel welcome or comfortable doing that in her culture。
他其实在他伊斯兰的背景里面，他其实并不能这样做。
Among her with her husband or among her friends，
他其实在他的丈夫或者他的朋友圈当中，他反而不能分享这些。
But in our connection, she had that freedom to really explore these thoughts that she had.
但是在她他们的关系，在他们的友谊关系当中，她反而可以来分享这些想法。
So it's really exciting how God has been moving her spiritually.
所以她非常的高兴也感动，就是神如何来影响这位Sandy这位女士。
So I have a short video I'd like to show now that kind of gives her story.
那现在我想跟大家分享一个短片，能够来看到一些故事。
And it kind of, it's really the heart of why we're operating the center.
那这也是，就基本上也是为什么我们要有这样在当地一个宣教中心的一个核心。
That we can build a connection with people like her and others.
因为我们借此可以与当就像这位三林女士这样的人来建立关系。
And share Christ through that.
我们可以与他们来分享基督。
Okay, can we have the video now?
Million Bosnian people in this country, there are less than 1,000 evangelical believers. Many people here have heard of the name of Jesus, yet few truly know him. Thus, much of the work that we do as CMA International Workers is pioneering ministry.
One of our main purposes of our activities at The Source is to provide an avenue through which we can build relationship with local people, get to know them, and in the process of our lives and conversation, share with them the truths about Jesus. We are excited to see an increase in spiritual openness through many significant conversations that have occurred with those we have met through The Source. These conversations have given us opportunities to pray with people and even give Bibles to some of our English students.
Coming to The Source for
English
classes
for about
8 months
now.
A highly educated math professor and mother of two, she juggles a full-time schedule every day. At first, I could feel a wall between us, as most people here are slow to trust. Eventually, she warmed up in her conversations with me.
So let me, I can just talk as they.
One day, we were talking about a city in a nearby country where I had been recently.
Our coworker Laura is sharing about someone that she interacts with.
God used that moment for us to talk about the differences between the various religions here.An agnostic from Muslim background, she responded in typical fashion by saying that religion should be a private matter. However, I graciously challenged her with an ideal that one day the people of this country would be free to talk about those things that are closest to their hearts, including their beliefs about God.
那这位女士分享她觉得信仰应该是隐私的，不需要来讨论。
And Laura expressed, well, she would hope there would be a point in Sarajevo that they could freely talk about their faith.
那他提到说，他们希望他们的这个宣教中心是可以成为一个他们可以自由 自由分享信仰的地方
，without the tension and the hatred.
那不需要被啊、人家注意。
And then a later conversation led to talking about the cross.
然后在接下来的讨论，他们就讨论到什么
？The significance of the cross in the Christian faith.
他们就讨论到就是十字架对我们基督信仰的重要。
And she listened and took it in.
然后这位穆斯林的女士，她就听了也接受。
Been able to have further conversations about Jesus through their lessons.
所以他们也愿意有更进一步的对话来讨论基督耶稣。
And so we're trusting God to use that.In that woman's life.
所以他也相信神会使用这样的机会在这位女士的生命当中。
And then the next tier will be me talking with Sandy.
那接下来就是他与 Sandy 的对话。
She didn't want to be filmed, so we don't have the camera on her.
那这位 Sandy 女士不希望被录影，所以并不会照到她。
But talking how through that conversation she was able to open up about her concerns of the Islam in the Islam faith.
那他就讨论到，就是透过他们的对话交谈，他可以来分享他对伊斯兰教的一些疑问。
The challenges she faces as a woman in a very dominant, male-dominated religion.
那他也分享了在这个以男性为主的信仰里面，他身为女性所遇到的挑战。
The things that she sees as injustice in the faith.
那他也分享他看到在伊斯兰教信仰里面他所遇到的不公义。
But also, how is Jesus represented in the cross?
然后也提到了就是基督所代表这个王冠。
And how he's seen in the Bible.
然后他也读到就是在圣经里面是什么样所代表是什么。
So we're trusting God to work in her life as well through those conversations.
我们相信神会在他的生命当中有作为。
These will lead to even more spiritual fruit. So you see some scenes from Sarajevo.
然后也看到这是在当地这个城市的一些景色。
The city in which we're working.
那这是他们所在的一个城市，是波斯尼亚的首都。
And it's humbling to know in this city of 500,000 people, there's only maybe 200
believers. 那在那个城市有超过50万的人口，只有200个基督徒。
Through our center, we're hoping that God will use that as an avenue for His gospel.
那透过他们的宣教中心，他们希望能够成为当地福音的一个管道。
So finally, we're called to be a witness to the ends of the earth.
那我们是最后就是在刚刚读到的使徒行传经文里面，我们要在地极也要为耶稣做见证。
We've been called to go to Bosnia and Herzegovina.
那像Todd他们家是被呼召要去到 Bosnia.
Many of you have been called to come here.
那我们当中很多人是被呼召要在这边服事。
And God may call you other places at some point too.
那神可能在你的生命当中某个时间点会呼召你到别的地方去。
So I want to thank you for your partnership with us as you pray for us.
我想要感谢就是各位在我们事工当中的参与，还有为我们的祷告。
As you've given to the Great Commission Fund.
也谢谢你们在大使命基金上的奉献。
You're certainly welcome to come as we go back, hopefully one day in God's timing to Bosnia.
我们也很欢迎，就是当我们回去波斯尼亚继续服事的时候，如果各位有这样的感动，愿意来到我们当中，我们也很欢迎。
You're welcome to come and join us for a short term or for a longer period.
我们很欢迎大家，你们不论是来这边做短期的或是长期的宣教，在波斯尼亚。
We are all called to be Christ's witnesses.
我们每一个人都被呼召为耶稣做为基督做见证。
To all peoples everywhere around the world.
是向所有人。在任何地方来做见证。
It will look differently for each of us as we each have our own unique story.
那我们每个人都会有个别很独特的故事。
But I believe it's God's calling that we are His witness.
但是我们每一个人都被呼召来为他做见证。
I want to conclude here with an encouragement.
那在这边我想就是用一个鼓励来做结尾。
In this passage that I read from Acts chapter 1,
那在就是《使徒行传》第一章，我们读到这段经文。
The disciples were looking up to heaven as Jesus went up.
那当这段经文是当使徒看到耶稣升天之后，他们在仰望天的一个情景。
And some angels said, Jesus is going to return.
那有一个天使对他们说，耶稣会回来。
He'll come back in the same way that you saw him go.
他说你们见他怎样往天上去，他还要怎样来。
I believe those words were a reminder to them.
那我相信这些 这句话是对他们是一个提醒。
That the story isn't over.
这个故事并没有结束。
That they're a part of that continuing progression of the gospel.
那这个福音还在持续。
So they have this assurance that the work is going to go forward.
他们有这样的保证，说这样子的福音的工作会继续进行。
And that it will be accomplished by the time he comes back.
那当耶稣再来的时候，这个工作才会结束。
A favorite passage of mine comes from Revelation chapter 7.
那我有一个我很喜欢的经文是在是在启示录第七章。
Verses 9 and 10.
第九、第十节。
It says, After this I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and in front of the Lamb, and they were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hands, and they cried out in a loud voice, Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb.
经文提到，此后我观看，见有许多的人，没有人能数过来，是从各国、各族、各方、各民、各方来的，站在宝座和羔羊面前，身穿白衣，手拿棕树枝，大声喊着说：“愿救恩归于坐在宝座上我们的神，也归于羔羊。”
So we have this assurance that in heaven,
所以我们有这样的保证。
There will be people from every nation, tribe, and language, tongue.
我们在天堂会看到有各国、各族、各民、各方来的人。
So that's evidence that the work will get done, the gospel will go forward.
这是一个确据，就是知道，就是福音的这个大使命的工作会有一个完结。
So we're part of the in between in that gospel moving.
那我们就是在这个故事的结尾，就是我们已经知道了大使命的完成，我们是在过程当中来参与。
So I want to make it very personal for you.
所以我在这边要做一个非常个人的一个分享。
What does this mean for you?
我想要请各位想想，这对你来说有什么意义？
Who are the people in your life that God is drawing to Himself?
在你的生命当中，有哪些人是神带领到你身边的？
I've shared people like Nathan and Victoria and Sandy and Mariana in my life in Bosnia.
就像刚刚他所提到的那几位，包括 Victoria, Nathan, Sandy, Mariana, 在他们生命当中，他们建立的这样关系。
Who are those people for you?
那对你来说，你生命中有这样关系的人吗？
Are you aware of them?
你有意识到他们的存在吗？
Maybe you have a list of people you're praying for.
也许你已经有一个清单，有一些人你很特定的为他们祷告。
But maybe you don't yet.
也许你还没有。
So I want to take a moment right now.
所以我想利用这个时间。
And just ask us to pray.
邀请大家一起来祷告。
Silently each one.
在心中默祷。
And ask God for, let's say, three names.
我们每个人在心中默祷，向神求三个名字。
Three people that he has for you to be a witness to.
大家思想一下，神在你生命中摆在你周遭的三个人，你可以来为他们祷告。
Certainly there are many others, but just ask God for three that he's asking you to focus on right now.
我们相信我们生命当中有很多的人，但是我们现在就先来向神求特别的三个人。
So let's take a moment of silence and ask God for that.
那我们现在就有一段默祷的时间。
God is working.
神正在做工。
It's His Spirit that will touch these people's lives.
是他的圣灵会来触摸人心。
Only by His Spirit.
也唯有透过圣灵。
But He invites you and commands you to be part of that process.
那但是神邀请你，也命令你参与在这样的大使命当中。
So I invite you to write those people's names down if God gave you names.
我鼓励你，如果神把那三个名字加在你心中，你可以把它写下来。
And seek out ways that you can interact with them.
然后思想有什么方式你可以来跟他们有交流
，and naturally share your relationship with Christ with them，
可以很自然的分享你与基督的关系
，and encourage them on a spiritual journey towards Christ，
然后鼓励他们能够在寻求基督的这个道路上能够向前行。
It's not up to us，
这并不是依靠我们自己
，we're just called to be His witness，
我们是被呼召来做神的见证
，to declare who He is。
然后来宣告耶稣是谁，神是谁。
And to look for His Holy Spirit to move.
然后我们来就是仰望神的圣灵能够来催逼。
One final passage from 1 Peter chapter 2.
最后要跟大家分享彼得前书一章里面的一段经文。
Verse 9.
是在彼得前书一章二彼得前书二章九节。
And Peter writes, "You are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God." That's who we are. We're chosen. We are belong to Him. We're holy in His sight.
彼得这里提到说，你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，这是我们。
And He gives us a purpose, so that you may declare the praises of Him who called you out of darkness and into His wonderful light.
他给了我们一个目标，他告诉我们我们是谁，也叫我们要宣扬那召我们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
That's our calling to declare Him to others.
那就是我们每一个人的呼召，我们要来宣扬他。
He's called us out of darkness into relationship with Him.
他把我们召我们出黑暗，与他建立关系。
And He will use us to help others come out of darkness into His light.
他也会使用我们来宣扬，来召其他人出黑暗。
Amen.
Amen.